What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Yeah, this is What Is TWS Podcast. I am J.Dot Flan. I'll be your host for this evening. This is the legendary J. Dilla, the Mon Dukes collection. I missed out on celebrating his birthday last Tuesday, so I figured, you know, better late than never. Let's do something this week. So I just had some Dilla beats in the background for us. As you can probably tell by now, I am solo this evening, and this one is purely my fault. I lost the audio to our original episode 32, which was a very, very dope episode. Like, I was really excited to post that episode up this week. I went to, like, create a little, like, snippet video for it, and noticed that I only had, like, 10 minutes of recording that we lost, like, the vast majority of the episode, and I don't know how it happened. All I can say is I'm sorry. I'm trying to make up for it, try to still give you a pretty dope, interesting episode. Hopefully it all works out. Gotta keep the levels on this Dilla right so we can enjoy it, but it's not overpowering. Feel? Alright, whatever. What I'm sipping this afternoon is some Trader Joe's Dynamo Juice. I got a big, like, 2-quart jug that I'm drinking out of directly. My wife don't know. I'll finish it, though. Don't worry. I'm not going to, like, put it back in the refrigerator. I'm going to crush this, and then we'll move on. Man, got my trusty Skyhook with me. I am vaping something from Fuggin' Vapor. It's orange cream. OJ Creamsicle. Yeah, OJ Creamsicle. OJ Creamson. It's not O.J. Simpson, but O.J. Creamson. You get it? Oh, it's quite clever. But it's good. It's good. Oh, man. Yeah, it is good. So, yeah. So, with that out the way and with the spirit of Dilla in the room, let's get into the episode. Man, so this is going to be like our Valentine's Day episode. Probably going to keep it a lot on the Valentine's Day theme. I got a couple of decent topics in that vein to discuss. First is, as always, I gotta get the evil out. And this week's evil is, or this episode's evil is just an admission. I'm finally coming to terms with and admitting that I'm fat. I learned some harsh lessons this weekend. I saw some things in myself I didn't like. And I think I just need to admit it. I think everyone has known for a while, and I've just been in a state of denial, and I need to embrace it. Like everything else, like all the other issues that I had, the DWI, I got a lot of problems. But this is just one I got to embrace, I got to accept. I'm working on it, I'm trying to get back to running, but yeah, I'm officially fat, I believe it. I put on some jeans for my Valentine's Day date night that I did with my wife this Saturday. And I had to spend like a couple minutes doing like deep lunges to, you know, stretch them out and get them comfortable enough that I could wear them without suffocating all night. Oh, man. I stopped at, I think, Chick-fil-A earlier that day and realized just how much I'm addicted to fries. Like, I heard that potatoes contain like a milligram of nicotine, and I'm starting to believe it because it's... things are addicting. And I was like, I was reaching in the bag and I picked up a fry, and it was a good fry. You know how you, when you pick up a fry, you kind of, you know, you kind of judge it immediately on what you expect from this fry. This is one of those fries that looked like the perfect fry. It was like not too crunchy, not too soft. It wasn't oily. I could see it had, you know, glimmers of salt on it, but it wasn't covered in it. So I had high hopes for this fry. And on the way from the bag to my mouth, I dropped it in my lap. Now, I still was able to eat the fry, but in my heart, I was upset about all of the, like, the perfectness of the fry that had, like, the little fry particles that had fallen off on my jeans when I dropped it. And I just, it wasn't, however good it wasn't as good as it could have been had I somehow protected the sanctity of that fry. And it hurt. And then I, you know, and that was, like, the biggest wake-up call that I'm fat. And I think I'm good with it. Like, you know, I want to lose a little bit of the gut. I want to come down. I got a lot of clothes I can't wear anymore. But I'm not like, you know, like I'm fat. Oh my God. Nah. I just need to accept it and start like buying extra larges and, you know, size 34 jeans or whatever I got to do to be comfortable. Stop trying to fit into what I used to could fit into and then feel uncomfortable all day. So that's my getting evil out. It's not really evil. It's just an admission, just a confession, you know, accepting something as truth, embracing it and moving forward. Be the light. So yeah, I mentioned there that yesterday, my wife and I, we did our Valentine's Day. Because, you know, Valentine's Day falls on a Tuesday this year with the baby. Just, you know, being able to have a Valentine's Day out didn't seem feasible. Didn't seem like it was going to work. And before I get into that, let me tell you what my wife just did. She just pulled one of them ultimate setup moves. So I came in here to start recording. And as my wife was giving our daughter a bath, you know, I figured, you know, she'd be going down soon. So, you know, it'd be nice and quiet. I could get this done. And I'm in here getting everything set up. And I mean, I can just hear my daughter screaming outside. So I'm like, you know, I need to go help. You know, there's no way I can work anyway, so I need to go out there and help. So I go out there and, you know, this is just my wife not doing anything to the baby. This is just one of those days where she has to get things done to her that she doesn't enjoy. She doesn't like her hair being washed, and she doesn't like you getting boogers out of nowhere. I mean, I know that's gross, but I'm sure all parents will attest to the fact that you got to do it. You got to clean boogers out your child's nose from time to time. So, you know, tonight, both of these things were happening, like, back to back. I think, you know, my wife cleaned some boogers out of her nose, which, you know, she acts like it's torture. And then she was washing her hair when I came outside. So, my daughter's screaming her head off. And I get over there and, you know, I wipe her face because she's been screaming so much that she's got snot running down her face. And I'm trying to, you know, comfort her and calm her while my wife washes her hair. And we take her out the tub. Get her in the towel, and she's, you know, she's just upset. She's extremely upset. And my wife was like, you want to take her? And then just walks off. Like, you know. So, you know, I did the lotion down, the dry off the lotion down, and then put the diaper on. But I'm sure Tammy was like, I need a break. And he's here. If I walk off, he can't walk away. So, ultimate setup move. She got me. But I helped. See? I helped. Dads do stuff from time to time. But whatever, yesterday was our Valentine's Day date night. And I'm ashamed to say it, but my wife planned the whole thing. I just kind of, you know, got as sexy as I possibly could and showed up. You know, I did those lunges to loosen up those jeans so I could be comfortable. So I was wearing, you know, jeans that I think fit the way that she likes, even though they do, you know, hinder my breathing. But I did my lunges and I tried to work it out best I could. We went to a pretty dope steakhouse, Austin Land and Cattle. It was an awesome meal, just absolutely awesome meal. It was one of those meals I wanted to take pictures of, but I'm like, this is Valentine's Day, I'm out with my wife, and I really don't want to be that guy. Like, I hate when people are like out doing stuff and like, it's, you gotta show, like, it doesn't count. Like, I can't enjoy the moment if I can't show you so you can know what greater moment I had. Like, nah, the moment should be good enough for me. So, we got this great meal, and it looked awesome. I kind of wanted to take a picture of it, but I was like, no, you know, let me be here in the moment and not be worrying about showing this moment off to anybody. Like, you know, enjoy the time with my wife. I did, however, take a picture of the drink menu, which was like an iPad, which I thought was crazy. Even though I'm team sober and there was nothing in the drink menu I could order, I did go through it because it was on an iPad, and I'm a nerd. Very dope. Very good meal. I ate to the point that I was uncomfortably full, which is was another just affirmation that I'm fat. That, you know, I felt myself getting full, and I knew I still had a night with my wife to enjoy, and it didn't stop me from continuing to eat, especially since we were out ride sharing, and I knew like there was no chance that I could, you know, box it up and take it with me. So it's like, if I don't finish this delicious food right now, the memory, the thought that there was more of it to be had that I left behind would have haunted me for the rest of my day. So I ate until those lunches didn't count anymore, and I was really uncomfortably full. But it was a dope restaurant, nice atmosphere, and delicious food. So we had a good time there at the restaurant, just talked. We're able to be, husband and wife again, for a little bit. Since we weren't driving, my wife was able to have some wine, which was loosened her up a little bit. I hadn't seen my wife, intoxicated in quite some time. So it was that was fun. So we left the restaurant. We decided to go see a movie. We had originally planned on going to see Batman Lego movie. Don't judge me. I know that's not romantic, but that's who we are. We like goofy animated kid stuff. So we were going to see the Lego Batman movie, but it wasn't playing anywhere at a time that worked for us. So we ended up going to see Hidden Figures, which, as Rich told me, was a very, very good movie. I really enjoyed that movie. As an IT person, the first thing that probably hit me was the fact that in 1961, a computer was a person. I thought that was just amazing. Like, if you asked for a computer, a woman came upstairs, I got you. I will do your computing. Like, a computer was an actual person that computed. Very interesting. Very interesting. What I will say, though, and I need y'all to help me, if movies have little girls in them or people with daughters, don't suggest them to me no more. I don't know what it is. Ever since I found out I was having a daughter, if there is a little girl in a movie, I emotionally just can't do it. And I'm tired of being in these movies, fighting back tears because of these little girls. I can't do it no more. So please don't recommend no movie to me if you know it got little girls in it, because I can't take it. I think the first movie I saw after I found out I was having a daughter was that Owen Wilson movie where they were like overseas and a coup or something popped off, and they had to like try to get back home without getting killed, and it was just him, his wife, and his two little girls. And I cried in that one. I cried, and I had to hold it back in this one. And it wasn't like they would do it. It wasn't like anything bad happened to the little girls. It was just daughters being cute and like drawing pictures for their mother and being excited about her getting engaged and all that. But it got me. It got me. I was fighting. I had to keep looking down into my cup of tea, praying that the tears didn't fall and nobody saw me. And I'm on like Team Sober Life, so I can't even like blame alcohol as to why I'm overly emotional. But yeah, I can't do little girls in movies. But Hidden Figures was a very good movie. Very dope movie. And I was a little worried about watching like a Black History kind of movie on Valentine's Day. Excuse me. Thought it might be a little too heavy. And then also, we live here in Texas. And I've had some experiences going to theaters, watching these Black movies, and it being like a majority white audience, and me getting a little upset about reactions from people in the theater. But that didn't happen either. Everybody seemed to, just enjoy the movie and be. I think there was more like, I came away with more of a positive feeling because I could hear the audience like gasp and be in shock when some of the more like racial situations took place, when there were racial encounters and things were being said and there was blatant discrimination. You could kind of hear the audience like they were taken back, and that meant a lot to me. That meant that people, maybe now got a chance, people who didn't know before got a chance to kind of see or get a feel for, what life was like. And as difficult as it may be for them to believe, what you know, life is sort of still like, you know, it's not as blatant, or it wasn't as blatant. It's starting to be as blatant again now. But yeah, those things are still happening. But yeah, my wife and I went to see that movie. Again, had a good time. It was something to talk about afterward. I think we got out the movie at like midnight, and that was maybe the first time in a year and a half, in 2 years, I don't know, in forever that we've been awake out that long, which was very dope, very fun. And then we ended up meeting Rich over at a birthday party for one of our family friend of his, and yeah, it was a good night. She had more wine at the party. I think Kix actually got to see her six out of 10 on the turn scale. Like, she was almost there. Like, she was dancing. She was talkative, joking about everything, laughing. My wife had a good time. So I'm glad I decided to do the ride share, so we didn't have to worry about driving or her having to do the breathalyzer. Now that I have a breathalyzer in the car as a part of my my DUI punishment. But yeah, I had a really good Valentine's Day night, and I hope my wife did too. Thank her a lot for, you know, like, making the plans and deciding that we were going to do it. I think this year we were foregoing gifts. We spent a good chunk of money last night, but I still might do something for her though. Don't tell her though. Don't tell her. But yeah, that was my Valentine's Day. So I know in the episode that I lost, Rich and I kind of discussed whether Valentine's Day was overrated, how we felt about the day, or you know, the pressure on men to kind of be romantic and stuff on that particular day. And I was saying in that conversation how, like, you know, Valentine's Day has, for me, always been like, it's not been something I dreaded, not been something I looked at like, here's somebody coming to tell me how to be, you know, that this is the day I have to be romantic, or this is the day I have to show you know, love to my significant other. I need to buy them something. I need to spend money. I never really took it that way. Valentine's Day was like my time to shine, because I'm not really I'm not a great compliment giver, and I'm not an overly affectionate person. I don't come from an affectionate family, so but I am a great gift giver. I'm a great gift giver. I think I'm I really get into getting gifts, and I spend a lot of time like trying to learn a person and what they like and what's not obvious. You know, I'm not one of those people. I don't like to do what everybody else is doing. So I try to search for those things that aren't obvious that somebody else might not have thought of, and that would mean a lot to that person. So I've always kind of enjoyed Valentine's Day, because that was my moment to shine. Like, you're not gonna get flowers. You might get flowers from me, but that's not like your gift. Like, that's for show. And that was the other thing I mentioned. And here's let me break down some Valentine's Day advice for the fellas. This is a J. Flan PSA. Valentine's Day gifts, guys. As important as it is to get a Valentine's Day gift for your lady or your significant other. Guys, if I think you also need to remember that Valentine's Day is just as much for your lady as it is for her coworkers. You gotta take care of the coworkers. You gotta do something that's going to catch their eye and get them on your team. Like, you need that support. You need those cheerleaders. So I encourage you to buy shareable gifts. You know, chocolate covered strawberries in large enough numbers, you know, where you know she can't eat them all. She's not bringing them home. That's for the office. Those ladies won't forget you. You know, anything like that she could share, or just is big enough to grab attention. I always tried to make sure I did something for the office, you know, something just strictly to be seen or to be shared by the people in the office, so that on those days where, you know, I fuck up, because I will, you know, she comes in there like, this mother, you know, it might be a lady in there like, but he's so sweet, you know, I'm sure he didn't mean that, I'm sure you need to, you know, just calm down, it's gonna be okay, he didn't, you know, he's not that kind of guy. Like, you need those cheerleaders. I'm being real with you. So yeah, feed the office, send them some strawberries, some fruit, maybe one of those gift baskets with meat and cheese. I don't know, dog. I'm just saying. These are my thoughts. Take care of the ladies and off. But as far as gifts for your lady, I just, like, find out what her favorite flower is. Like, don't be obsessed with roses. Like, there are other flowers in the world other than roses. Roses are supposed to mean love and stuff like that, but yeah, sometimes it just comes across as no thought, and it almost is as bad as you getting nothing. So find out what her favorite flower is, or find out what her favorite color is, or even more important than that, do something nice in the card. You know, write a poem, quote something from the first movie you ever took her to, or something. Maybe, you know, bring up a memory. Now, don't just do the I love you, boo. It's just happy Valentine's Day, be my Valentine. You know, check the box, yes or no. Don't do one of those. Like, just let her know that the moments that you all have shared are important to you and are special to you, and you remember them, and that she means something to you. Yeah. And that you can spend some time, even if you just pick out roses, then, you know, wow her with the card. These are my suggestions. It's a little too late for my suggestions because Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So if you haven't done anything, I don't really know how you're going to take it in this to heart. But there's always next year. There's always next year. Or there's always next month or next Thursday, whatever. Just send some Thursday flowers. Moving on. We talked also about spring cleaning and relationships. And what we meant by that was people that get single before days like this. Like breaking up right before, you know, Valentine's or Christmas or whatever, just so you don't have to buy a gift. And again, that was something for me that wasn't, you know, it didn't work out. Because I'm not a good breaker-upper. I don't know. Y'all got to give me advice. Well, no, you don't, because I'm never breaking up again. I'm married. I'm not doing this again. But yeah, I never understood how to, like, break up and be done. Like, if I broke up with somebody, if I was breaking up with you so that I didn't have to give you a Valentine's Day gift, I'd have to break up with you in, like, October the year before or something, so that those months could go by, and the drunk texts and the, you know, and the, you know, the random get back togethers could all happen, and then we'd be officially, like, done maybe 6 months later. But if I tried to, like, break up with you in February thinking that Valentine's Day wasn't still gonna happen, it was still gonna happen. I was telling Rich and Kix the other day, like, that Jhené Aiko song, You're the Worst or whatever, that to me is, like, the ultimate, like, cause of drunk texts. Like, yeah, I don't think, if I was single, I couldn't listen to that song and, like, not text somebody for no reason. And that's how I always ended up back in a relationship I didn't need to be in, because I listen to too much music, get emotional, and then want to be emotional with somebody. Damn. I was sort of a punk. But anyway, I'm married now, so fuck it though. What else we got? Man, I should do some shout outs. The episode of Day Challenge, I think, has been going well. It's actually, you know, just the process of me finding podcasts to shout out every day has got me out there and connecting with and finding, you know, great, you know, dope content. I'm hoping that I get a chance to work with some of these podcasts in the future. But it's just been fun, like, you know, seeing that there's this huge community and this large group of people with varying opinions and outlooks, and everybody's passionate about this and spending the time to make the content and promote it and promote each other. So this has been really fun. See if I can go down my list. Who we shouted out already. I gotta bear with me. You know, I'm never prepared for these solo episodes. It's like, they're not supposed to happen. And so when they do happen, it's like last minute. And I'm trying to figure out some things. Let's see. So, of course, there's the Just Say Words podcast with Jay. I mean, that's probably, you know, one of the favorite ones that I've discovered recently. I really like his show. I think we've taken a lot of cues from his show. Not trying to, you know, blatantly steal stuff, but you know, we looked at his show that seemed more polished and more put together than what we had done so far, and are finding, you know, like tips on things that we can do better, and things that we can fine tune to make ours a more professional podcast. Trying to be professional. Oh man, there was the Bringing Down the Band podcast. I think it's called the New Old Heads. That's a really dope show. And you know, they discuss, you know, random, you know, topics of the day, and then there's always a music portion. And so I'm a huge music fan, so I really enjoyed that one. Bringing Down the Band. I got bringingdowntheband.com. The podcast is The New Old Heads. And I'll do another one. The Dope Science Show. I really like that one because we're nerds. And so yeah, just a podcast about science. You know, it's dope science. Like, how, you know, it says it all. It's dope science. Like, how could you not want to listen to it? But I do enjoy that show. So these are all shows that we're shouting out in our episode of day challenge. If you go on Twitter, you can just look for do a search for the hashtag episode of day challenge, and you'll see everyone that we posted so far. All dope content, and we're gonna keep it going for the entire month of February. I mean, I'm gonna do my best to keep it going. So let's see. So before I end this, the majority of the episode that we lost was dedicated to me going through some top fives. So that beat came on, I got intrigued. Let's see what this sounds like. Let's do the list. All right. Fuck it. So, yeah, Rich got two of his friends to send in their top five celebrity spouses. And I'm going to take some time to go through. We got both a ladies list and a dudes list. And, you know, as I've said before, I don't necessarily hate on dudes list, but what I will do is take the five and see if any of their five could knock out any of my five. And so, let's see. I think we're going to start with the ladies list because I like to get the hate out the way early. So, we got some repeat people on her list that we've done a couple times. Morris Chestnut. Again, I challenge Morris Chestnut to take a photo without smirking. Like, just smile for once in your life, bro. Like, things are going good. You should be happy. That's a sign that something's wrong to do. I don't know why y'all keep putting them on your list. But if a man can't smile in the picture, if he too insecure to smile, or he just always got some shit on his mind that he can't smile, I don't know, ladies. Maybe need to rethink it. He hadn't changed that facial hair in like 20 years. I don't know. Could be a problem. The other one on the list that's been a repeat is Common. Like I said, I don't know. I love him as an artist. Big fan of his music. One Day It All Makes Sense is one of my favorite albums. My sister introduced me to that when I was in high school, and been a fan ever since. But gotta hate on him for the list. Man, what's the hate on Common? I've heard some scary stories about Common. So I'm just saying, if that's the avenue you want to pursue, ladies, just be prepared. Maybe bring mace or brass knuckles, something, you know, because things might get more aggressive than you was prepared for. And don't think excuses like I'm on my period is going to slow things down. I think I'm saying too much. Fuck it, though. Let's see. Some of these guys I had to look up. Laz Alonso. I'm trying to remember this dude. Laz Alonso. I think I know. Yeah. Okay. So my issue with Laz is that, so his name is Lazaro Alonso. I guess stage, I don't know if that's the stage name that gets shortened to Laz. Either way, you had an opportunity to switch things up with this whole stage name concept, and you either went with Lazaro or Laz. That's just a sign of poor decision making. So, I mean, if that's going to be your spouse, if we were talking celebrity jump offs, maybe, we're talking about celebrity spouses. Laz is poor decision making, ladies. You're headed for self destruction if you get with somebody who couldn't even pick a good name. Just my thoughts. Let's see. Roman Reigns. This is the wrestler, I think. Roman Reigns. Look it up. Roman Reigns. Yeah, it's a wrestler. Don't know the guy. Nothing I can really say bad about him personally. He's a wrestler. Steroids. Shrinkage. Rage. All right, I'm going to leave it there. We And the last one on the list is Jason Momoa. I think that's the new Aquaman dude. And that should probably be the end of it right there. Plays Aquaman. Like, of all the Justice League characters, it's probably the worst by far, Aquaman. He talks to fish. I could make a lot of jokes about, you know, him and ladies and talking to fish. But they would be in poor taste. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say Aquaman needs a haircut. Hate. So that's her top five. Jason Momoa, Roman Reigns, Liz Alonso, Common, and Morris Chestnut. Yeah, some names I've heard a lot before. Those are some unique picks toward the end. But yeah, I'm hating on them all. So let's get to the dudes list. And so I'll start with my list first, so we know who the top five he's going up against. I gotta remember this. I believe it's Tessa Thompson. Tessa Thompson from Creed and from Westworld. Keira Knightley. That's Pirates of the Caribbean joint. Janelle Monáe in Hidden Figures. Did an awesome job. Jill Scott. Jelly from Philly. And who rounded out my top five? Jill Scott, Tessa Thompson, Janelle Monáe. Oh, how could I forget? The MVP. Andra Day. Yes, Andra Day. She is, like, I think when I actually did the list, she came in as like a honorable mention or a tie with Melanie Fiona, but she has moved like way up the list, and I think she's like MVP of the list right now. So let me drink some Dynamo and let me get on this this top five here, see if we got anybody that's gonna bump somebody out. Dynamo. All right. First, Halle Berry. Maybe 5-10 years ago. Again, we talking spouses, so she's been through a few, which makes me wonder, you know, what's up with that? What's up with that? All right, moving on. Pink. This just goes, I have a few rules about people I could potentially date / marry. I don't do women with men's names, and I don't do women that I know could whoop my ass. And I have a feeling like Pink could beat the dog shit out of me. Like, it would be like that Ronda Rousey fight. It wouldn't even be close. I'd be begging the ref for mercy. You know, so no, I couldn't do Pink just for that. I think her music's dope. I think she's an attractive woman, but I'm a little afraid of her. So I'm mad enough to admit it. I'm mad enough to admit I'm afraid of a woman. That's manly, right? Right? All right, fuck it. Fuck it, though. Jada Pinkett. I never really found her, like, super attractive, you know. She's done the movies. I think the one I like her the best in maybe is Inkwell. Probably where... And I think she was playing a kid in that one, so that don't sound right now that I say it. Fuck it, though. Yeah, Jada Pinkett. Again, we talking about spouses, so I got to look at the marriage and the children that they've produced. I can't say that Willow and Jaden are two of my favorite adolescents right now. Those are just some, they're different, and it, you know, sometimes I just feel like they're different for the sake of being different, and there's not a whole lot of substance behind it. It's just what can I do to sound weird again, or what can I do that, you know, sounds different than what everybody else is doing. And while that's, you know, I like being different, but I like being different if that's just you. If you just are different, then just be different. But when it feels like you like just reaching for different, like dudes wear pants, I'm gonna wear skirts. Like, can't do it. So yeah, your children are a little bit of reflection of you. So Jada don't make the list on those grounds alone. FKA Twigs. I looked this one up last time. I gotta look it up again because I don't remember what she. I think she looked like a goth joint. I don't know. It just not my cup of tea. I mean, and I got to judge this one purely off aesthetics because I guess she's a singer. I don't know any of her music. I don't know, you know, I don't have anything personality-wise to bring out with her. So just purely off aesthetics, just not my cup of tea. You know, nothing wrong with her. Just not for me. I don't know. All right, so now we get into two that really are going to, these are going to test my fire. These are going to test my fire. I'm trying to think of which one to go with first. Which one to go with first? How much time we got left? All right. Okay, let me take a hit first. Woosah. All right, so first in this final two, man, Erykah Badu. And this one is hard. This one is hard because I would, you know, Erykah Badu is definitely a person that I would want to spend time with. I would love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with, to just hang out. I'd like to, you know, be around her in those moments where she's not, you know, a public figure, when she's just Erykah and just, you know, whatever. Like, I feel like she's just a dope soul. Like, if I would love to be her best friend. Like, let's just go shopping or go to the movies and discuss something, you know. But with that said, I couldn't do the celebrity spouse thing because she has an effect on dude. I don't want no parts of that. Like, we can have a conversation. I would love to be her friend, but I don't want to go any deeper than that because it seems like once you open up, man, these are all bad metaphors. Once you go down that road, you don't come back the same. And it took me 35 years to figure out this version of me. I don't have time to reinvent myself right now. I don't have time to find myself, to be reborn and find myself all over again in a relationship. So, Erykah, you know, love her. You know, dope music, dope spirit person. Like I said, I'd love to get to know her, but couldn't be a spouse. Couldn't do it. That one hurt. That one hurt. I gotta take another toll. And this one is gonna hurt me even more because this one, and my wife knows this. This one has always been on my list. She was the prototype for me. She was the first like celebrity I ever looked at. Like I would, man, her, you know, just I only have words like, yeah, just her, like that's what I would do if I saw her in person. But her, you know, I wanted to be famous when I started rapping. I wanted to be famous just so I could be famous enough to like sit next to her or sit in a row with her or behind her or something at an award show or something. I just wanted to get close to her and see what she smelled like. That sounded way creepier than it did in my head. But Lauryn Hill, man, she was the prototype. I don't know. I'm going to say no on knocking anybody out of my five just because I can't see. I don't see her the same way anymore. You know, I feel like the Molly boys drove her a little bit crazy. There was a time there that she was walking around looking like a little boy with the baseball caps and the fro, and then now all of this diva stuff, you know, like her personality don't seem compatible anymore. She's still a beautiful woman, but yeah, nah, I don't see her as a celebrity. I don't see her as a spouse. She's not the prototype anymore. She's not what I used to fantasize about, you know. So yeah, no to Lauryn Hill. That hurts. Because Lauryn was the one. She was the one. Man, I got to turn the music off on that. Lauryn Hill. Fuck it, though. So, yeah, I think that's about all I'm going to do for this episode. I got to apologize because we had a much better episode recorded or attempted to record. And I was really excited about putting that out. I'm not like upset about this episode. I just feel like, you know, it fell short. Like the whole time I'm doing it, I'm remembering, you know, what we did in the previous one and just feeling like moments aren't the same. Like the moments just fell a little short. But hopefully you still enjoy this. Hopefully everybody has a dope Valentine's Day. Guys, if you haven't bought something and you find a way to use my advice, I'm trying to tell you, take care of them coworkers and go big in the car. You know, even if you can't find that unique gift, that special gift that shows you know her better than anybody else, you can do it in the car. So do that. Let her know, you know, you're her best friend. You know her better than anyone else in this world. And you appreciate her for all that little stuff you know that nobody else doesn't know. So, yeah, with that said, ttcharities.org, please, you know, everybody go out, check out the website, you know, see how you could contribute, you know, donate, whether it be time, money, clothes, books, toys, whatever it is they're looking for at the time. They always have very important programs going on, always reaching out, always trying to do some good in the community. And, you know, it's just one of those organizations that I think we need to get behind and support so that we can show that we take care of ourselves, that we, you know, we're not going to force them to go out and get, you know, some corporate sponsorship and, you know, find some dollars from some big company. We the people can take care of our own people. So let's support ttcharities.org, my brother Tavares Taylor, and, you know, spread the word. If you can't donate, then, you know, just show the website to somebody else, and maybe they can, or maybe they'll spread it on as well. The Hair Lounge, I was just there Saturday. Shout out to Drew, Kaylin, and Champ. I don't know the hairstylist names. I gotta learn their names. I get my hair cut, so I don't have a whole lot of interaction with them. But it's just a dope environment. I love being up there. You know, moving here to Austin, I don't always get to see a lot of diversity, but going up to the shop is this, you know, it's that old school barbershop feel. You'll go in there, you get your hair cut. The tent man might come through. You know, they got people selling food. You know, the Jamaican food dude might come through. I mean, you're gonna make connections. You're gonna meet people. They're always about supporting, you know, black businesses and anybody trying to do anything positive and good. So, I mean, just for the atmosphere, I say go up there. And definitely if you need anything done to your hair, they can take care of you. So, yeah, the Hair Lounge in Pflugerville. Check it out. TWS Multimedia. We do have a lot of things coming. We went to a podcasters meetup last week. And I got a lot of tips from them on things we can do to improve the podcast, ways we can market a little better, and just the network and meeting other podcasters and people that we can connect with and collab with. So, you know, I definitely think there's some big things coming from us in the near future. So, you know, so please continue to listen, rate and review on iTunes or SoundCloud, you know, wherever it is you listen. You know, if you're not a subscriber, subscribe, tell a friend. Just, you know, like I say all the time, press play. Why not? All right. So with that said, I think that's the second time I said with that said, but I feel like Kevin Hart. Don't he always say with that said? With that being said, but yeah, with all that being said, people, be the light. Go check out Hidden Figures, and I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.